Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love, and this week I would like to talk about my recent breakup. I know, you're probably thinking, what? I didn't even know you were dating someone. Well, you're right, I wasn't dating someone. I'm talking about the breakup with my cable company. Yes. Now, what does this have to do with dating? A lot, because all breakups pretty much follow the same pattern, whether you're breaking up with your cable company, a love interest, a business partner, whoever. And so I wanted to draw the analogy between the two. And let me tell you what happened. So I was with the cable company for many years, and we were very happy together. Now, there were a few hiccups along the way, as in any relationship. But overall, I was quite happy. However, the price slowly started to go up. So that would be the same as, you know, you're with someone for many years, you have a few problems, but you're generally happy, and then there are more and more problems in a shorter span of time. And so the price finally went up to the breaking point where I said, no, there's no way I'm paying this much per month. And so everyone has a breaking point in every type of situation. And you may not think that the person that you're with has a breaking point because maybe they've been a doormat and they put up with a lot of bad behavior and you're thinking, ugh, she'll never go anywhere. He'll never go anywhere. And then one day, poof, they're gone. Remember, everyone has a breaking point and you can only treat people badly for so long. So I had reached my breaking point with the cable company. And a lot of people just put up with it and they just complain about the prices. But no, I was determined to do something, even though I wasn't sure what, because we had been together for so long, I hadn't considered other options. But I found myself thinking about it a lot, and I would get upset whenever I saw my bill, and I would be talking to people about it and complaining, which is something I rarely do. I rarely complain. And, you know, I looked into going with another company and I wasn't sure. And then, a friend of mine told me that I could get an antenna. And I said, what? I didn't know they still had the antennas, you know, the rabbit ears. Yes, apparently you can get an antenna. And I thought, wow, that's the solution. And on top of that, I had already gotten Hulu in anticipation of the breakup. So this would be like, you know, you're dating someone, but you know you're going to break up, so you start looking around for someone else. Or you do find someone else. And so I did call the cable company to see about lowering the price, to see what they would do, and I did tell them that I was planning on leaving, but of course they didn't take me seriously, because a lot of people probably call to complain. They say they're going to leave, but they never do. And they, of course, offered, you know, they would lower it a very little, but of course they would take away services, and no, I'm not going to pay just a little bit less and lose a lot of service. So I did not agree to that. I did not negotiate a bad deal. So I went to get an antenna, and I happened to tell the salesperson there that I was going to be getting rid of cable. And he said, oh, well, which cable company are you with? And they happened to have a rep there. So I spoke to the rep and he pulled up my account and I could see my notes on my account that I had called in saying, oh, she said she's going to leave. She's going to go to another company, blah, blah, blah. So they keep notes whenever you call in. So if you call in three times and say you're going to leave, but you don't leave, then they don't take you seriously. So just be aware of that. So he gave me a rate sheet with low prices because I told him how much the other cable company was going to give me. And they're like, oh, well, you know, we can actually match that. And I was like, okay, no problem. So before I finally cut it, before I ended it, again, I called them one more time because I still wasn't sure about the whole antenna thing. And I wasn't sure about going with the other cable company. I still wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I knew I couldn't continue to stay with them. So it's like being with someone and giving them one more chance to make things right because you know you can't stay. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to be with someone else. You don't know if you're going to be alone. It's the unknown, but yet you know you cannot stay there. And, you know, they offered to lower it a little bit more, but now they were going to take away the DVR and lower the internet speed. I'm like, no. No. So I said, I will be getting rid of cable TV. And they said, okay, we'll turn it off when you turn in your DVR. So the day I had to pack up the DVR, unplug it after all those years, and bring it down to the store, I was not very happy. So this would be the equivalent of, let's say you finally broke up, and usually your partner would come and pick up their stuff, right? But let's say for whatever reason they can't, you got to bring it to them. So this is it. I'm packing it up and I'm bringing it to the store, and I was not very happy. But I knew I had to do the right thing, and that was the right thing to do, and I was not going to put up with those prices anymore. So I went, turned it in, and I gave the guy the rate sheet that the other guy gave me, and he lowered the price, and voila! It was a lot easier than I thought. And now when I look at my bill, I'm so happy because I'm paying $110 less. $110 less, and I can still see pretty much everything I wanted to see. And so that would be the same as now you're with the new person, and when you look at them, you're a lot happier, whereas before you were not very happy when you would look at them. And that's it. That's my breakup story. So if you have any questions or comments about breaking up, not breaking up, whether it's with a guy or a girl or with a phone bill or a cable bill, or you would like some private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. And finally, if you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate my podcast and leave a review. The more reviews and ratings I get, the higher ranking I go, and the more people can find out about me and the more people that we can help. Thanks for listening, and remember, love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.